Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Go get your Bible and get your chair and be ready to listen. What we're going to do today is read the story that we find in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 4. So get your Bibles and turn to Daniel chapter 4 and you can follow along. This is lesson number 75 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And this school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff Church of Christ, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. We're going to be reading a story about King Nebuchadnezzar and the problem he had with his pride and what happened to him that humbled him. So let's look at Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all the peoples, the nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. It hath seemed good unto me to show the signs and the wonders that the Most High God hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in my house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But at last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And I told the dream before him, saying, O Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in thee, and no secret troubleth thee, tell me the vision of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. Thus were the visions of my head upon my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached into heaven, and the sight thereof to all the ends of the earth. The leaves thereon were fair, and the fruit thereof bare much, and in it was food for all. The beast of the field had shadow under it, and the birds of the heavens dwelt in the branches thereof, and all flesh was fed from it. And I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, Hew down the tree and cut off its branches, shake off its leaves and scatter its fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it and the fowls from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast in the grass of the earth, and let his heart be changed from a man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the lowest of men. This dream I, Nebuchadnezzar, have seen, and thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation, for as much all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make it known unto me, the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was stricken dumb for a while, and his thoughts troubled him. The king answered and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation thereof to thine adversaries. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto heaven in the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair and the fruit thereof much, and in it was food for all, under which the beast of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the birds of heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reacheth unto heaven, and thy dominion unto the ends of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, Hew down the tree and destroy it. Nevertheless, leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron of brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High which has come upon my lord the king, that thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and thou shalt be made to eat grass as oxen, and shall be wet with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the roots in the tree, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months he was walking in the royal palace of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon which I built for the royal dwelling place by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? I want to read that verse to you again. That is Daniel 4 in verse 30. And notice how much this king thinks of himself. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon which I have built for the royal dwelling place by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? You see how Nebuchadnezzar was attributing all his greatness to himself and glorying in himself. Now let's continue with Daniel chapter 4 and verse 31. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and thou shalt be driven from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and thou shalt be made to eat grass as an oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes into heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my understanding returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom my majesty and the brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth and his ways justice, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Did you see that? Those that walk in pride he is able to abase. One of the things that God hates, when we read in the book of Proverbs of the seven things that God hates, the first one is the man that has the proud look. There's no reason for man to vaunt his pride to himself, and especially when thinking of God. There's a lot of people think that they are great because of themselves. Well, I want to read to them something from the book of 1 Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. And here in Corinth, some of these Corinthians were thinking a mighty lot of themselves, the same way that Nebuchadnezzar was. And Paul wrote to them and thinking, well, I'm different than this person because I'm so much greater than this person. And Paul said, Who maketh thee to differ? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? If thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? It's too many times people think that their looks or their strength or their talents or something is something that they have done. But really, all we are what we are because of what God has given us. And we ought to be humble and praise God. And if we do have special talents and abilities, then that means we have special responsibilities to use them in God's way. The way Nebuchadnezzar thought of himself reminded me of the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 13. And one out of the multitude said unto him, Teacher, bid my brother divide the inheritance with me. But he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed, and keep yourselves from all covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, What shall I do, because I have not whereof to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou foolish one, this night is thy soul required of thee, and the things which thou hast prepared, who shall they be? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The way this very successful farmer kept talking about his barns, I'll pull down my barns and build greater for my grain, and my soul shall say to take thine ease, reminds me of the way Nebuchadnezzar was focused on himself. This poor man was called a fool because he thought his soul could be satisfied by material things. But you know, when we pass from this life, all material things and all earthly glory ceases, and we come to God. And we need to think what Jesus said as he began that Sermon on the Mount when he said, Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now that's the humble. And the humble will listen. Let's not be lifted up with pride and fall like Nebuchadnezzar did and have to be humbled, but let's humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Now tune in the next class and we'll talk more about Daniel. for now you may be dismissed."